Thinking Like a Boss is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 108 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week, we are back for part four of our four-part series, Sales Objections. This week, we are going to dive into the lie of I'm not ready, or it's not the right time for me to invest in this service or this product. This is an objection that a lot of people get, and I think it's like almost one of those easiest ones to use, is just to say I'm not ready, right? So if you have not listened to the first three episodes, please, please, please go back. Number 105, we discussed I don't have the money. Number 106, we discussed sales objection, my partner's not on board. And episode number 107, we talked about what if I don't get results? These are all objections that come up pretty, I would say, consistently in my work on sales calls with people. And I think that they're pretty normal because when I think about it, even myself, these objections come up for me. I was on the phone the other day with a surgeon because poor Turbo has to get ACL surgery on his left leg now. And, you know, I didn't necessarily bring an objection up, but I asked, like, what if this doesn't work? Like, is this going to work? And what really made me feel better was them saying to me, like, make sure, like, go read all of our Google reviews. And also, what I want you to know is that we have done surgeries on almost all of the local police dogs for the police academies and for the police departments. And, you know, German Shepherds are very hyper dogs, very physical dogs. And that was my concern, is that that's what Turbo is. He's very hyper and physical. And like, what if he messes it up again? And it really gave me peace of mind that they gave sort of like a client case study, like testimonial. And I think that's what we're going to dive into today. I'm just going to say that. That's what we're going to be talking about today. When people are doubting whether this is going to work for them, or whether it's the right time, or any of the above, we have to be able to approach with ease. So without further ado, let's dive into sales objection part four, I'm not ready or it's not the right time. Okay, so what do we make it mean when people say to us, I'm not ready or it's not the right time? What we typically go to is they're too busy, their life is too chaotic, and we feed into their situational scarcity, okay? So it's so important in anything that we do in business that we stay in our own energy. We put a boundary up and we say to ourselves, whatever it is that they're feeling, that's valid, that's on them. However, I am not giving myself permission to step into that with them. So in any of these sales objections, we have to put that wall up and we have to stand firm. And I believe this in any time that we're setting a boundary. Recently, I had a situation where sometimes we feel like we want to put fires out right away, right? Because maybe someone's experiencing something and we really want to people please, or we want to make it better for them right away. However, sometimes that doesn't serve them. And sometimes what we really need to do is sit in that stillness and sit in that uncomfortable place and not act right away. There is a time and place where we do need to act right away. However, sometimes just giving a situation time, giving yourself time to process and to really think it through rather than jumping into that other person's scarcity, you're both going to end up happier in the end. And yes, somebody may end up frustrated with you in the moment. However, you will act in a way that you will be proud of because you will not be reactive. And I so quickly wanted to put this fire out and just be reactive. And now a week later, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I did not do that because it would have not shown strong leadership. It would have shown me stepping into somebody else's scarcity and somebody else's fears and not doing what was right. So, you know, we all go through this. We all experience these situations, and it's just important that we stay in our own energy. So, what does it really mean when someone says, I'm not ready or it's not the right time? So here are my thoughts. What it means is I'm afraid I won't make this a priority. I'm afraid to do the work. I'm afraid that I might fail. I'm afraid that I might get into one of those old patterns that I have in the past where I commit to something and then I don't follow through. And these are my examples for, let's just say you're a coach, you do something like me, okay? Or you're a therapist, you are some type of service provider, you are providing a service. If you have a business that does more done-for-you services, so you are performing or doing something for them, and they say, I'm not ready or it's not the right time, what their fear might really be is that they're just not confident in you yet. Maybe you haven't been able to give them client examples. Maybe you haven't shown them case studies. And they might not be ready because they're not ready to trust yet. And that's really what it comes down to. And I actually coached a client on this yesterday because I think what can really happen, like we have to set our egos aside. What can easily happen is like we know that we're good at what we do, right? Like we know that we're going to get people results. Like let's just say you are a Facebook ad strategist, right? You know from the past that you're pretty good at what you do. And you know exactly how the process is, like the step-by-steps that it takes to get that result. However, your person is coming to you because they're clueless most of the time, right? If they knew how to do it, they would have done it themselves. So we have to put our egos aside and be really comfortable with uncomfortable questions. So people asking like tons of questions, when people say they're not ready again, it's probably just that you have not answered enough of their questions yet, if it's a done-for-you service. And we have to, again, just put the ego aside and not get annoyed. Or not take it personally, because this client that I was working with, she was feeling like, are they doubting me? And I said to her, the work that you do, like, I actually don't understand it either. I don't know how to, like, the technicals, the ins and outs, like, all of the steps it takes to make this happen and to get this result. So if I were on a call with you thinking about potentially working together, I probably would come back with a lot of questions because I just don't know what to expect. I have no idea how the process runs. And what can make it really easy for us is when we spell it all out, even ahead of time. We think of like, what are all of those frequently asked questions? And this is something that I do on my website. On my mastermind sales page, I have a video that I put together that really goes through some of the sales objections, some of those frequently asked questions that I get often. And when people watch that before getting on the call with me to talk about working together, they already have a good idea like of what to expect. And there's not as many questions and it makes the call go a lot smoother. So I think really preparing our people ahead of time can also save some time and eliminate some of those questions that we may feel a reaction stir up from. Like maybe we feel like they're intrusive or these people are doubting us when in fact they're just curious. They just want to be walked through how this works. So how can we handle this sales objection when people say that they're not ready or that it's not the right time? So number one, if it's support related, the best time to get support is when your life is the most chaotic. So you want to send this message to them, right? The best time to get support is actually when you feel like you're not ready when it's not the right time, when your life is just a disaster or a mess, because the support is going to help you figure it out, okay? So my business, for example, this is something, again, that I get so often. Well, I'm a busy mom and I work a 9-to-5 and I'm starting this side hustle, or I've had this side hustle going on and I want to leave my 9-to-5, but like, I'm not going to get support until I leave my 9-to-5 or until this or that, because things are just so crazy right now. And what I typically see is they're crazy because they're doing the wrong things, right? They're spending their time in places that they don't need to spend their time. They're wasting time. And if they would just sign up and work together, I would be able to help them, and by holding up a mirror and showing them that you actually have time for all of this. And this work is going to make your life a lot less chaotic. It's going to make your life easier. It's going to make business more simplistic for you and help you be more focused and not all over the place and scattered. It's so important, again, that we have that support. I've had a coach pretty much my whole business experience. And every time that I get off a call or we have communication in between, I'm just inspired. I'm inspired to keep going. I am challenged. So again, if they're saying it's the most chaotic time in their life, remind them that they need the most support when it's the most chaotic.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Hey guys, I know for many of you, 2020 has been an extremely difficult year. There's been tons of fear, disappointment, uncertainty, and it just feels like it hasn't ended, right? I know a lot of my clients, people I'm working with, are struggling, and I decided to partner with Faithful Counseling because I really believe in therapy. As a therapist, I know the importance of it. I have my own therapist. I've been a part of the platform, and it's been a really big piece of my business. Being able to talk about relationship stuff, family stuff, stuff from when I was a little kid, process all of that in a safe space. And Faithful Counseling is such a simple way for you to get that support. It's a faith-based counseling service that is all done through a simple app on your phone. You have access to your counselor every day to go and get support in the chat box. They have resources for you. There is also group therapy that's available. There are trainings that are available, and you get access to your counselor for therapy. So for all of you who know that you just need someone with an unbiased opinion to listen, to help you process what's been going on outside of business, Faithful Counseling is a really great option. And they have been so generous to give our listeners a special coupon code to get 10% off your first month. I also just want to say that already before that discount, Faithful Counseling is the equivalent of a copay. It is super affordable, a really great way for people to have access to therapy who maybe couldn't afford it before. People now have access to therapy virtually, right? Because we maybe can't get out of our houses. So I am just so excited to be in this partnership with Faithful Counseling and offer this 10% off your first month for all of our listeners. So if you're interested, go on over to faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco, and you will get your first 10% off. And feel free to also pass that link to anyone that you know. Therapy is something that is needed for every single person. All right, let's get back to our episode. Number two, the longer that they wait, the longer they're just delaying their own success, okay? So I hear this quite often. I don't know if I'm really ready yet. I think I'll be more ready in 5 months, or I'll be more ready when this happens. And I ask them, like, how quickly do you want to see results? And they usually say, well, I'd like to see them right away. Okay. Well, if you get the work started right away, you'll probably start seeing results right away. But the longer that you delay this, you're just delaying the inevitable, right? So you gotta just get started now. All right. And something else I like to ask those people who are saying they want instant success but are putting it off is like, did you say this time last year? Did you say this 6 months ago? Do you want to be in this place in 6 months? Do you want to be in this place in a year where you just keep delaying and pushing your success off? And then number three, the longer that you wait, the more you'll talk yourself out of it. This is something that I've found to be really true, especially when it's something that you're a little anxious over. The longer you give yourself time and space to think about something that you know is something you want to do, you start to overthink. You throw scenarios in there that maybe aren't true. You add in stories. You take other people's opinions and beliefs and hold them to be true to yourself. And what ends up happening is you just talk yourself out of it. And before you know it, you're like, all right, never mind. I guess I don't need that. I guess I'm just not ready, right? How often has it happened to you? Maybe you're supposed to have a really hard conversation with someone and you just kept putting it off because you just kept saying like, it's not the right time. I don't want to bother them. And then their grandfather passes away and then you're like, oh, darn it. Now I really can't have this conversation with them because they're going through a lot. And then they lose their job and you're like, oh man, now I really can't have this conversation. And then they experience a breakup, right? It's like this happens all the time. And here's the thing, it's just part of life, right? Pain is inevitable and we are always going to be going through something in our lives. And especially when we're not the one going through it, when we see someone else going through it, we feel like it's an even bigger mountain at times than it really is. Not to say that any of those things are not hard or difficult or upsetting or traumatic or whatever. However, we underestimate how resilient people are. It's important that you do it when you feel it's the right time and you don't keep putting it off and thinking about it because it's just going to become a dream and that's it. It's never going to end up being an actual thing. All right, so the last one, number four, it's really important that we just share with them what's possible. We share with them, again, like we talked about before, like case studies, we share with them what we have seen and what's been possible for other people when they have put this fear aside of not feeling ready. And we find really clear examples that make them feel heard, that they feel like they can resonate with. Because going back to turbo surgery, which we talked about in the beginning, I felt so much better when I knew that there were people in very similar shoes, right? With hyper dogs, dogs that are just a little nutty, because we'll just say that's what turbo is. And I had all of these concerns that like, he's not going to take to surgery well, or this or that. And by them sharing with me about the police dogs, it really eased my mind. And it made me think, all right, you know what? I didn't know if we were ready for this, but I think we're more ready than we think. So let's just move forward with it. So I hope that today you got a lot from this little bit of information that I shared. Here's my thought for you. With all of these sales objections, this is a process, okay? And the only way to get better at answering these and providing love and support for the people who are doubting is to practice and to keep hearing them over and over and over again, right? Like anything in life, the more often we do something, the easier it gets. So rather than hiding and wanting to avoid these questions, it's important that we just take them and we answer them and we invite them in because it makes us stronger to be able to give these answers with confidence. So thank you guys for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please, please, please share it with a friend. Please post about it on social media. Tag me. I love being able to repost and share your stuff. It brings me so much joy to see you guys listening to the podcast. We have a new 4-part series that's going to be kicking off next week. Make sure you stick around for that. It's going to be a really good one. I know I say this about all of them because they all are really good. We put a lot of time and love. Like this, these are passion projects. Each of these episodes, it's a lot of love and time that go into these. So I hope that you get as much out of them as I get from putting them out there. It really warms and fills my heart to be able to share this free content with you guys. So let's keep it going. All right. Cheers to 2021, all of the goodness ahead, and let's get ready for some sales objections. Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.